Hello, everyone. This is our second week of open source at Microsoft, and we're doing our live Q&A session. This is Kundana Palagiri from
Hello, everyone.
From the Azure team, but she can explain more about what she does on Azure and at Microsoft. So, Kundana, if you want to tell a little bit more about yourself and what you do at Microsoft.
Hi again, everyone. My name is Kundana Palagiri. I'm a program manager in the Azure Compute team. I work both on infrastructure as a service and platform as a service. I've been at Microsoft for about 14 years. I started out as a software engineer. I worked on various Windows Server releases before moving to Azure as a program manager.
Great, great. So what's your background? Tell us about your background, your journey at Microsoft.
So I've studied computer science before joining Microsoft. I've studied in India, and I started Microsoft as a software engineer and some of the server products which are no longer available. And then I moved on to Azure as an engineer, and then I became a program manager. And right now here in this team, I work on infrastructure as a service, as I mentioned, and also platform as a service, which includes supporting open source PaaS and Azure, which is what Cloud Foundry provides.
Okay, great, great. So what do you like most about being in the open source space?
This has been a very exciting journey. Azure supports open source, you know, for the last few years. And the biggest, what I love most about being in open source space is my personal experience is it's really easy to get started whenever you want to try anything in any of the open source tools. It's very easy to go to GitHub and find out, you know, how it's implemented, find out what's working and what's not working. Mm-hmm. I've always found it like super easy to get started with any of the tools.
Okay, great. So what do you like being in the open source community at Microsoft in particular?
Very exciting again. It's a open source community in Microsoft has been there in various pockets. Now, you know, all these pockets have come together, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, we've been doing a lot of interesting stuff the last 1 year. So it's been a very fun journey so far.
Okay, great, great. So we'll take a question that we got before the live stream. So it's from at Jay Norther, and his question was, how do I gain performance metrics from all the Cloud Foundry providers in order to choose from a favorite?
So Cloud Foundry on Azure runs on Azure virtual machines, mm-hmm. Azure infrastructure as a service. So any of the tools that you can use on Azure VMs are available to use with Cloud Foundry. So Azure supports first-party services and third-party tools for performance evaluation, for gain performance insights. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend trying out those tools to define the performance criteria and measure them.
Okay, great, great. So I guess on that topic, what are some great things you can do with Cloud Foundry and Azure? I know it's a bit of a broad question.
Yeah.
It's just
Cloud Foundry on Azure opens up so many opportunities. It's really exciting. In fact, the reason why we did this project is because, you know, many of our customers have asked this, right? So they run PaaS applications and they want to run on Azure, mm-hmm. In a very seamless way. So with Cloud Foundry and Azure, you can bring your existing applications to Azure without changing them. You can enable a multi-cloud strategy or a hybrid strategy very seamlessly with Azure support. And you also get the same great experience regardless of whether you are on running a Windows VM or on a Linux VM, mm-hmm. or you're managing both workloads.
Okay, yeah. Great, yeah. Do we have any questions from anyone watching right now? No worries. I guess, how long have you been working with Cloud Foundry? What are some other technologies you've been using or in the past and even now?
So we started the Cloud Foundry project on Azure about a little over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, in our December 2014, when we started, there was a small open source project. We took that project, and we have been incrementally adding features to it. Most of the features that we have added for Cloud Foundry on Azure support is the feedback that we got from our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Every 3-4 months, we've been doing we did a couple of tech previews, and then we did a GA release, all of that using the feedback that our customers have provided. And today, Cloud Foundry on Azure is generally available. It's available in our GitHub project. It's also it's available from bosch.io. You can download the project there and you can try out. And in the next few months, we have an exciting roadmap of integrating Cloud Foundry with other Azure services. So we would love any feedback that you have for using Cloud Foundry on Azure.
Okay, we have a question. Are you running CF over OpenStack or any other hypervisor?
Cloud Foundry on Azure today runs on Hyper-V virtual machines on Azure. Currently, there are no plans to run it on OpenStack, but it runs on Hyper-V VMs.
Okay, great. I guess in terms of, you said a couple months down the road, we have some plans already for Cloud Foundry, but how about maybe in the future? What do you expect people to maybe see from the future of Cloud Foundry on Azure?
I think the goal with Cloud Foundry is to really provide an experience that's consistent with other cloud, other whether it's hybrid cloud or a private cloud. If our users are using Cloud Foundry and they have built tools and they're leveraging it in some way, we want to bring the same experience to Azure. That's
mm-hmm.
our number one priority. So again, in terms of what to expect, we don't expect our customers to make any breaking changes. We want it to be as seamless as possible when they run Cloud Foundry in Azure. But at the same time, we would integrate with some of the existing Azure services. One example is Azure Templates. So we've created a Getting Started template, which is available in Marketplace. That template enables you to set up a Cloud Foundry, a simple dev test environment for proof of concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a click of a button. You run the template and it sets up a dev test environment to get started with Cloud Foundry. So our customers can expect Azure integrations like these in future.
Okay, great. Do we have any more questions? Or all right, no worries. I guess any kind of last words to the Cloud Foundry community?
Cloud Foundry community has been awesome. It's been an awesome experience being part of the foundation. We got a lot of, in the last 1 year, we got a lot of support and help from the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us have been a little new to this project, but with help from the foundation and the community, we've learned a lot about Cloud Foundry, and we hope to make more contributions there. I encourage everyone to go to bosch.io and download the Azure CPI and give it a try.
Great.
We'd love to hear from you.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and that wraps it up.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you. That wraps it up for today. If you have any more questions, feel free to email opensource@microsoft.com. Follow us at open@microsoft, and then any other.
No, looking forward to hearing more feedback on this.
Great. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye.